Hi, I'm Peter Singer, Professor of Bioethics at Princeton University, a philosopher and author. And as my favourite poem, I've chosen To His Coy Mistress by Andrew Marvell. I like this poem because it's sexy, it's also funny. It perhaps represents a male point of view in a more traditional society where it was the man who was supposed to do the wooing and the woman who was supposed to be coy. But I think it nevertheless speaks to us across more than 300 years. And looking at it from an ethical point of view, Marvell talks to his mistress about her quaint honour, that it will turn to dust. He talks to her about the idea of her long-preserved virginity, suggesting that there's not a lot of point in preserving that. So there's generally a hedonistic tone that runs through this. Let's have our pleasure now. And I agree with the ethics that lie behind the idea of some codes of honour being quaint and standing in the way of people enjoying their lives fully. So I think this poem expresses that in an amusing and erotic context.
Had we but world enough and time, this coyness, lady, were no crime. We would sit down and think which way to walk and pass our long love's day. Thou by the Indian Ganges side shouldst rubies find. I by the tide of Humber would complain. I would love you 10 years before the flood. And you should, if you please, refuse till the conversion of the Jews. My vegetable love should grow vaster than empires and more slow. 100 years should go to praise thine eyes and on thy forehead gaze, 200 to adore each breast, but 30,000 to the rest. An age at least to every part, and the last age should show your heart. For, lady, you deserve this state, nor would I love at lower rate. But at my back I always hear time's winged chariot hurrying near. And yonder all before us lie deserts of vast eternity. Thy beauty shall no more be found, nor in thy marble vault shall sound my echoing song. Then worms shall try that long-preserved virginity, and your quaint honour turn to dust, and into ashes all my lust. The grave's a fine and private place, but none, I think, do there embrace. Now, therefore, while the youthful hue sits on thy skin like morning dew, and while thy willing soul transpires at every pore with instant fires, now let us sport us while we may, and now, like amorous birds of prey, rather at once our time devour than languish in his slow-chapped power. Let us roll all our strength and all our sweetness up into one ball and tear our pleasures with rough strife thorough the iron gates of life. Thus, though we cannot make our sun stand still, yet we will make him run.